Kinkel did have a new view about them in some respects, and respects that quite antagonized a number of people, including my supervisor, Dame Helen Gardner, because I think he'd been attractive to her as a great Anglican clergyman, you know, Dean of St. Paul's, great preacher, and a great religious poet. And I didn't contest any of that, of course, but I thought that a very crucial event in his life was his apostasy from the Roman Catholic Church. I still think this. I think he had a terrible ordeal, really, in breaking free, if you put it like that, of Roman Catholicism. He was born a Catholic, and a Catholic in a very, very famous Catholic family. Through his mother, he was related to Sir Thomas More, great Catholic martyr. And his uncle, again, mother's brother, was the leader of the Jesuit mission in England. So he was brought up by Catholics, men of a persecuted religion, as he says, who encouraged him to think of himself as a future martyr. He was tormented by a sense of martyrdom.
Yeah, he writes about the sense of not being a martyr, in a sense, being a kind of martyrdom, because it was like he was sort of destined for that, and then that's a thwarted destiny that's closed off to him.
It's absolutely true when he says that not to be martyred for some is a martyrdom. It's a terribly tangled thing for someone to say, who his ex-tutors and family would regard, of course, as an apostate and someone who had evaded, you know, martyrdom. What happened was very terrible. He went up to Oxford with his younger brother, Henry, to Hart Hall, which hadn't got a chapel, so was popular with Catholics, in that it wasn't noticed that you didn't go to the Anglican services, the English services. And Henry, it's clear both of them were, while they were there, in contact with Catholic proselytizers. You know, it's a useful place to have the two Dunn brothers who might make converts and save souls. I mean, that's what was believed. Anyway, Henry harbored a Catholic priest, William Harrington, and was arrested, put into Newgate prison and died in Newgate of prison fever. Harrington was hanged, drawn and quartered. For Dunn it was very terrible because, well, of course he had lost his brother, but also he had to face the fact that the same fate very likely would overtake him. And he gave up his religion. He became an apostate. He served on two military expeditions against the Spaniards, the Cadiz expedition and the Azores voyage. And he sought employment with Thomas Egerton, keeper of the Great Seal, who himself was a turned Catholic and apostate. And he wrote again, a book against the Jesuit so-called martyrs called pseudo-martyrs, and they weren't real martyrs. He ridiculed the men who had brought him up. I think that was a great, great turning point, and that he, in a sense, never got over the guilt of it. I really think that. And I think that the emphasis in his love poetry on disloyalty, bad faith, women, you know, who are disloyal and treacherous. I think that obsession with treachery and betrayal does relate to his own religious history.